Lynn Hogan has always wondered where she came from. She's one of more than 500 adoptees who have requested a copy of their birth certificate under a new state law. Washington now joins 14 states that give adoptees a chance to access their birth records. Starting today, adoptees like Hogan can get to their documents unless the birth parents request to keep those documents sealed. Lynn Hogan is 48 years old now. She's hoping to learn more about her family history. She spoke with KUOW's Ruby DeLuna about her search for her identity.
Not knowing who your birth parents are is kind of like, it's just a little piece of something that you don't know actually about yourself. It's not a black hole, but it's just a mystery. I ride the bus a lot. I look at people who look like me or who have brown hair, and I'm thinking, that could be my cousin or that could be my half-sister.
Lynn Hogan found out she was adopted when she was 3. Through the years, she often wondered about her birth parents, especially when she would go to the doctor and fill out medical forms. The paperwork reminded her there were pieces about herself that are still a mystery.
And a lot of the questionnaires have the question, do you know any kind of medical information about your family? And I remember filling out these forms and always having to write N.A., adopted. And that's when I started getting interested in trying to actually contact my birth parents so I could get that information.
Hogan was 24 years old when she petitioned the court to open her birth records. At the time, it involved a third party, a go-between, to ask the birth mother to unseal the records. Within a week, Hogan heard from the intermediary.
She called and said, Lynn, I've contacted your birth mother. And she said she's not ready to sign over the records yet, but she really is glad that you searched for her, and she wants to let you know that she loves you. So she asked that I write her a letter, which I did. My boyfriend, who I was living with at the time, called me at work and said, hey, a letter came here for you from your birth mother. And I was at work, and I said, open it. And he opened it and he goes, whoa, it's a picture of you with a bouffant wig on. It's like, really? He goes, yeah, it looks almost exactly like you.
At least she had a picture of her birth mother and her first name, Susan. But no one in Susan's family knew about her past. She still wasn't ready to meet yet.
I was disappointed at first, and I'm just thinking that this woman just has such a big secret. This must be something that she's kept for so long. And I kind of really empathized with her because when I was 15 years old myself, I had gotten pregnant in high school and had terminated the pregnancy. And I remember that was kind of a very big secret for me. So I really empathized with her, and I thought, you know, this is confidential. This is something super private, and I don't want to out her.
For Lynn Hogan, the new law gives her another chance to find out about her birth mother.
I am so excited. This actually makes me pretty giddy. From the time that I found that the law had changed, I've been literally counting down the months and the days. I'm just, over the moon to be able to find out who my birth mother is. First thing I would say to her is, thank you so much. What a great thing that you've done and made my family so happy. And again, I had this great life. You did the absolute right thing.
That was Lynn Hogan describing her search and her hopes of connecting with her birth mother. She spoke with KUOW's Ruby DeLuna.